Laird County Commissioner Stephen Takir says armed young men from neighboring Cooch and Mayendit counties attacked in his area on Wednesday and Thursday. Takir says at least 12 people from his county were killed and several others were injured in the clashes.
The youth of Cooch County and Mayendit have agreed to come and attack the youth of Laird County. They started on 15th and 16th. Our youth has refunded them back. The culture is in our side as a late youth. We have 12 in number, and then we have 11 wounded. It is something. It is unfair. We are a unity state. This is Chief of Dr. Joseph Mantuin as a governor of unity state, and there is a two county commissioners are planning to attack another county. What kind of that? I just control my county completely. But I told my youth, don't go to Cooch, don't go to Mayendit. What it happened from two counties, and you refund them back, but don't go anywhere.
Commissioner Takir says he told men in his county to fight in self-defense only. He accuses Mayendit and Cooch County commissioners of mobilizing the young men who attacked Laird County. The commissioner is calling on the office of Unity State Governor Joseph Mointuil to investigate the attacks and hold the two county commissioners responsible for fueling intercommunal violence.
Mayendit County Commissioner and Cooch County Commissioner, they went and met together in a place called Mirmir. Mirmir is the area of Cooch. They went there and agreed that youth of Mayendit and youth of Cooch will go and attack the youth of Laird County. Without reason, people are in peace. As if it's a matter of IO, there is no IO at the moment. There is no IG, there is no SWAT, there is no whatever at the moment. People are in peace. But actually, I don't know what is the plan from two county commissioners. That they are planning, they give orders to their youth, you just go and bring the cows.
Mayendit County Commissioner Gatluag Nyang denies any involvement in their fighting and accused armed youth from Laird of attacking residents of Mayendit. Nyang says one person was killed and 13 others were injured in Roop North County during the fighting.
There was a very big attack, there was a very heavy attack from the youth of armed youth from Laird. They came targeting where the camp cattle of Mayendit are, which is Roop North. When they reach Roop North, then they start fighting with the youth of Mayendit. But after 20 minutes, then the youth of Mayendit went to push them back to their territory. And then when they are coming, they burn some houses in Luan and Nyal, even in some Roop North.
Commissioner Nyang is calling on state officials to organize a community peace dialogue between the communities of Mayendit and Laird counties to put an end to cattle raids in the area. Cooch County Commissioner Gordon Kong Biel also denies involvement.
That information is not a truth. We met with Comrade Gadluak so that our youth stay in peace. The information I have is that it is M who made the mobilization for youth to attack Mayendit. We as the people of Cooch, we have no problem with the people of Adokbar or Laird.
Stephen Salam, the security advisor in Unity State, says he is not aware of any commissioner that mobilized young men for an attack.
You find the cause first. Who mobilized the youth to stolen cow? Is it Takir or is it Galwanya or is it Kwang? No, Takir could not talk with the youth of Laird. You go and take the cow from Mayendit. No, Galwag not mobilize the youth. Leave your cow should be taken by youth of Laird. No, it was started from the thief, and then thief of Laird come and took the Mayendit cow, and the owner of cow ran after their cattle. When they reached the fort, was start.
Okay.
Yeah, for what I know here as a security advisor, there is no any mobilization.
Deng Mon Lier, the Director General in the Ministry of Information in Unity State, says the office of Governor Joseph Mointuil has been informed about the fighting and is investigating the attacks.
The commissioners should not only resort on accusing each other, because when the incident started, it started in the area called Mirmir of Cooch County. And then after a day or so, 2 days, it intensified to other areas of Laird and Mayendit County. Then we have received the information that the conflict or confrontation remained between the armed youth of Lare and Mayenis County as well. The government is planning to actually form a committee that will carry out investigation.
Lare has condemned their fighting. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor.